Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the politics, in our health, and in the metaphysics of the world around us. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. I'm back here in the wild, which is lovely, and I am joined by my wonderful cohort, Anne Ortley. Anne?
Hi. I'm here at the Bright Red Desk in Manhattan, where we're currently on lockdown. We're all trapped in our house, and you're out in the wild. It's kind of fun.
I'm locked down in the wild, but it is the wild nonetheless.
But you get to
coming
watch bears
back
out your window, right? No.
Yeah. Well, no bears this time, but we do have deer.
Okay.
Coming back from New York last weekend, where I was to do our Access Astrology weekend, I headed into Salt Lake City for a 24-48-hour layover because of the earthquakes.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
That was exciting.
What else is going on? Yes. I have Uranus coming up to trine my Mars, so it gets more exciting by the second. But
more earthquakes per minute than you really want, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, again, we're doing this. I have the great privilege of being in my own home at the moment,
yes.
And that we are safe and that we have a home to go to in this is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, totally true.
And today is we're heading into tonight the new moon in Aries. And you can feel that rebellion kicking in the Senate. You can feel our Trump being rebellious about having to be on lockdown.
Yep.
And a lot of kids are having a hard time just sticking to it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But this lineup of planets in Capricorn has been, we saw that coming. We knew there was going to be some form of discipline. But was that because there was an outside event like a terrorist attack that cranked everybody down? Was that just personal discipline, a chance to achieve something, or was that we totally unexpected, a pandemic that would cause such discipline? But
right.
The personal discipline, I'm seeing people exercise personal discipline that would be really hard to do without three or four planets in Capricorn.
Right.
And
right.
That they have been using it for a good cause. Have you noticed that, Anne? In New York, where
I think
it's quiet.
I think the Capricorn planets, of course, they're always about it's a very internal sign. You know, it's the dark
mm-hmm.
of winter, it's the deep of the heart, it's the bones and the structures of our body. It's the bones and the structures of our, our world.
Mm-hmm.
So we see
mm-hmm.
the structures of our world laid bare. We see the
yeah.
pictures of empty buildings and empty plazas and places where we used to gather freely and with fun and
mm-hmm.
having a good time. And now we're kind of seeing them all in their relief, they're missing
mm-hmm.
those energy,
mm-hmm.
or maybe one person walking down the street. So I think it is an internal time, and I think honoring that Capricorn energy, in terms
mm-hmm.
of it wants us to be, it's a solitude sign. It's definitely a time of solitude and a time of, kind of the dark of the night, the deep of the midnight time.
Mm-hmm.
Because literally, it is that energy of winter and the energy of the stillness and the quiet, So if you imagine, I grew up upstate, and that, when it was a snowy night and you would look out the window and the snow would be falling and it would be dark outside, and it was like a quiet, peaceful place. Although
mm-hmm.
I have to say I know a lot of people that are having trouble with it because we live in such
mm-hmm.
a busy, collected, connected society, and there is a lot
mm-hmm.
of in extreme energy out there.
Yes.
And so I think it's important, to talk to the listeners about shielding themselves from the more extreme stuff. I got something from somebody and read this, I'm afraid. And I wrote back and I said, I'm not reading this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is
mm-hmm.
not helpful to me. And if it's
mm-hmm.
If it's scary, not doing it. Now, we
mm-hmm.
do know
mm-hmm.
the Saturn-Pluto conjunction does bring pandemics or plagues. We had the AIDS epidemic
mm-hmm.
in 82. In 47,
when Saturn and Pluto
had,
and Jupiter were last conjunct.
Right. And then we had the, and that was in relationships, right? And then
mm-hmm.
Leo
Libra.
Was in Libra, and that was
mm-hmm.
Children. and polio, and then the one before that was a great influenza, which didn't hit until 1819, but back then we had boats, now we have planes, so it comes faster. So there's an awareness because we're all interconnected. So when you're looking at it and you know that you're going to be in solitude or you're going to be with your clan, you know, because Capricorn is your, you know, your clan and your roots, it's really important to just say, okay, we're with the clan and structurally how do we work with that? And this week is very, very emotional, the next couple days. Then when we get to the weekend, when the moon, because the moon's, it's a new moon in Aries, and there's all these planets in the 12th house. So we're really going
to And the new moon in Aries wants to just take action, to be active, to do something, anything.
Yeah, and something, anything, I have to do something, you know. And it's joined to Pluto. It got fired, revved up with Jupiter on Friday, and now it hit Pluto, and now it got revved up again. And, you know, so it's really about, you know, making sure that you connect in with sources that are comforting. I have all these friends who have huge crushes on Governor Cuomo here in New York. Now, I never really particularly liked him because he, you know, back when Mayor Koch was running against his dad, he unleashed all this homophobic stuff, you know, about Ed Koch being gay. And he was, but he was a closeted gay guy, which many people were in that era. And Andrew was kind of pinned with that. So I was like, oh, he's a dirty politician. But, you know, now he's standing up and doing all this. Yeah, you know. And so I have all these friends that are crushing on Cuomo, even from other states. You know, like one of my friends, she tunes into him and watches his daily, you know, morning thing. And her husband has a crush on him, too, you know, because he's kind
That Capricorn lineup is a craving for someone who knows what they're doing, for competence.
Yes.
And
if
we're not seeing
Falucci,
that.
You know, Anthony Falucci, he's a Capricorn, right? And so
Scorpio,
we've
moon,
got
Mercury
all these
Sagittarius.
Yeah, we've got all this Capricorn energy where we're looking for good Capricorns and we're also looking at what's a bad Capricorn. And so structurally, lower form Capricorn is depression, so people can be finding that they're depressed or they're upset or they're whatever, and that's kind of part of Capricorn's journey, but it also is, you know, then you have to kind of reshift that Capricorn into something else. So, you know, doing basic things like getting up and getting dressed and putting on your clothes and rather than lounging around in your pajamas and then having tasks, trying to maintain your daily schedule as best as you can, because Capricorn is the structures we live in. And basically, our structures all got blown up. So we have to go, okay, that structure's not there anymore. What's the structure I need? Humans need structure. We love it. We have bones. We have skin. We have. So giving ourselves a structure that's supportive is really helpful, you know. So,
Yes, and on top of that, with the Moon Aries kind of blowing everybody up and wanting to take action, the Mercury is still in Pisces and coming to conjunct Neptune. So that buys into the false claims, the imaginary stories, and the fear, the fear echo chamber that I'm seeing for some people. As you were saying, you know, you want people to be fully informed but not dwell in their fear. I'm telling people, watch that television program once, not three times on the new difficulties. Check in, stay informed, but dwell in something that keeps you healthy and supports your future.
And dwell in your
that
dreams.
Doesn't mean, you know, you stay aware of what needs to be done and who needs to be helped in your neighborhood, but that's, again, how to, you know, it's the identity piece. Are we identifying with our fear? Are we identifying with that we can do this?
Yeah, or identifying with our hope, because Capricorn also can be hopeful when it is harnessed and focused. You know, it's very structurally
strong.
Right,
when it's got a clear goal.
As in when it has a clear goal, and so give yourself a goal, even if it's just, you know, cleaning out your refrigerator. It gives you a structural frame and a vision of something to do, and it gives you, you know, my assistant, she's not with me anymore, but she posted on Facebook, I have to get up and get dressed and put on my makeup every morning, and she's working from home. But she's like, otherwise, not good. And she's a Capricorn rising. So she's very good at, you know, giving us all Capricorn rising instructions, right, on how we have to do it. So, it's important for
and
each
that,
of us.
And the idea that Capricorn gets, we describe that as the mountain goat that feels very unhappy when it's on flat terrain, but give it a mountain to climb and it's You know, it's happy in its element. That
right.
With that Capricorn, if you have a specific goal, let's clean out a drawer, let's do this, let's take this next step, let's, you know, work to get, find my pennies and send it off to somebody buying masks for the nurses, you know, that's the kind of thing that will help us feel goal-oriented, we can do this rather than stuck. Now,
right.
To say that this is, you know, deep in our atavistic cells, someone did a comment from the Samuel Pepe's diary from 1664, when the last version of the bubonic plague went to England. And the quote was, "On hearing ill rumor that Londoners soon be urged into their lodgings by her Majesty's men."
Oh, you're breaking up a little, Heather. Say it slower.
Sorry. "On hearing ill rumor that Londoners may soon be urged into their lodgings by Her Majesty's men, I looked up to see a gaggle of striplings making fair merry, and no doubt spreading the plague about as well. What care had these rogues for the health of their elders?" Look, we've done this before. There's something we know how to do this. The same problems, the same people who don't want to, whether it was bubonic plague back in 1664 or now, how do we... you know, notice that some people are not going to keep quarantine, but our cells have a memory of this being really scary from other times. And this time, if we manage it and tend to this carefully, it does not have to be so scary. Yes, there will be a death toll, but the death toll can be very small compared to the bubonic plague if we tend to it.
Right.
So now,
and back then, they didn't
just
have. Well, back then they did not have all the stuff that they understand now about hygiene.
They did not have ventilators.
Also,
right.
Yeah, and they didn't have ventilators too, right? Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Not that apparently we don't have enough of them, but you know, there are, you know, some of the people that need them will get through. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I think with the, you know, to your point, I had completely forgotten about that Mercury coming to Neptune, but that does engender a lot of fear because Mercury's in
mm-hmm.
his lower form when he's
yep.
in. When he's in Pisces, he likes being in Mercury because that's the facts. When he's in
mm-hmm.
Pisces, he's a little carried away.
Sign opposite the way he
rules. Yeah, mm-hmm. he's a little carried away, and he's answering to Jupiter joining Pluto on the 1st of April. So I would really encourage
And it's going
people,
back over the territory with that
yes.
Mercury retrograded mm-hmm. back through when this all began, and
yes.
it was camouflaged by people in denial and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And none of us could believe it was happening at the level that it was. It just we weren't hardwired for that yet.
Right.
So it's, you know, it really is getting a chance to do this in a more awake. Awake is not alarmist, but awake is awake. And
right, and I,
you know,
I think, you know, we didn't have a show last week, right, because you were traveling. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
share with people because you think you had it. And you,
yeah,
you
I
got
think I had it
side.
Back in early January when that Saturn Pluto conjunction first happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was right before the impeachment trial when Saturn and Pluto were approaching each other. And I, among many people, had a disease that fit all of the, it didn't go into my lungs, but it was the worst bronchitis I've ever had with no nasal involvement, with stomach, with a high fever that felt pretty terrible. And,
mm-hmm. and
they
cough.
Checked me for whooping cough. And it was so bad, but it wasn't whooping cough, and they couldn't figure it out. They just said it must be a really bad viral bronchitis.
Mm-hmm. And I remember you missed a couple of shows, and we said, Heather's out. You think she has whooping cough. I know I said that. So I'm like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because
mm-hmm.
you thought you had it because the cough was
yeah,
bad.
That,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think that because I was in Seattle over Christmas break,
mm-hmm.
And that it was spreading already a lot faster than we knew at the time. And that's when that Saturn-Pluto conjunction is when it really began to gain movement all around the globe without us seeing that it was not
right.
unconscious because we didn't have words for it,
mm-hmm.
a place for it. I'm very grateful that it didn't get worse.
Yep.
I had to sleep in a chair for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It was, but, you know, we're seeing an improvement. With that Mercury-Neptune also, though, we can use our imagination consciously in a good way. I'm not
right.
saying think yourself into health, but take the kids on an imaginary journey. Have them write fiction where everybody ends up with a good story. And, you know, tap into your, write the novel you've always wanted to write.
Mm-hmm.
You know, play music, make music. Use that, you know, tying into the positive Neptune, you know, pray. In the Native American community, the call has gone out. You know, most of the powwow dances are a form of prayer, the jingle dress dances and the grass dances. And the call has gone out to participate in those. And you see kids all, you know, on video, you know, on the virtual powwow, kids dancing their prayer all over the country and posting it online. It was beautiful. Last weekend, we were supposed to have the Native American elders here for a Sundance Council, for a Wren Sundance, but no one could fly in from all over the country. They were supposed to come, and they did it virtually. Now, that's a lower ecological footprint to do it virtually, and it turned out 3 days of people just learning how to use Zoom online, but it worked.
Right.
You know, that we can use our imagination, and I think we're also being stretched to see what alternatives can we come up with. This Saturn going into Aquarius is asking us, what can the group do that the individual cannot?
Right.
I think it really supports just beginning. It's going to back up into Capricorn in the fall, but it's in Aquarius now, and then it will enter Aquarius solidly next December, and it was speaking of public health questions and how to work it, and getting us ready for what happens when Pluto goes into Aquarius.
Right, right, right. And also when we're watching that Neptune, Mercury, as he approaches Neptune, he gets there as of April 3rd, right? So we're going to be working with this energy, you know, kind of the unseen, unformed. So I know in my case, I'm like, I don't want to hear songs. I want to hear music. So I got on my Pandora and I found, you know, kind of piano classics. So they're just playing piano in the background. And it's one instrument. It's very simple. When the songs come on and I know the song and I kind of sing it in my head. And I think it really is, if we understand that between now and the 1st, 2nd, 3rd of April, it's going to get much more intense.
Yes.
And then after that, we hit a little bump, and we're going to go, oh, okay, now we get to figure out what we're going to do. And
right.
So kind of just know that, you know, this is everybody, when you've had big transits, if you've talked to an astrologer, and they go, well, you know, you're having this transit, and people go, yeah, yeah, and you go, when's it going to be over? So we're looking at the second, third. So that'll be, there'll be a relief then, because Mars gets past Saturn, Jupiter gets past Pluto, and Mercury gets past Neptune. But until then, the orchestra is tuning up and is playing the big noise, you know. So we're going to be like, yeah. So really,
so
you know, take very good care of your mental
moment.
Health. Pardon?
Yes.
Yeah, stay in the present moment. Take good care of the mental health. And just say, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm alive. I'm good. I have food. I have a roof. I'm in here, you know. And I'm going to show up and be doing the work I need to do, right?
And this
because
weekend,
that is,
Venus, which is in Taurus, is going to be forming a trine to all of those planets.
Yes.
So I think that is that kind of creative process and, you know, surprising acts of compassion in a practical ways that the people that we know who need love want to be loved by practical ways. They want to see us do something for them, like make sure they have, you know, food for the neighbor. And I was amazed at how many people in New York, that there's someone in their apartment building that posts a note by the mailbox is saying, if you need help getting groceries, let me know. I'm in, you know, 3B, and I will go grocery shopping for you. Which, you know, that kind of pragmatic kindness brings tears to your eyes at this time.
Yes, yes.
So,
and just know the next couple days, everybody's batshit. So really, shelter in place. Shelter your mind
from
the crazy.
All the energetic force fields. Right.
Yeah, yeah. You don't go in there and go, oh my God, you know, it's everybody's a little wild and it's not necessarily productive, you know? So
Yeah. So we've got a few callers on the line.
Yeah,
shall we?
Let's take some calls.
Take someone? Okay.
Yep.
Now if we've spoken to you lately, no one's raised their hand, so you hit one.
Hit one.
If you want us to answer to call on you. If we've called on you in the last month and a half, I'm gonna say wait, but anybody else, please go ahead and call. Okay, we have someone here. Hello, error code 949. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Anne. How are you?
Good. How
Good.
Are you?
Good. I'm surprised.
When were you born?
I was born February 19th, 1975.
Okay.
Yes. Time?
4:04 p.m. in Huntington Park.
4 p.m. Huntington Park, state?
California. Sorry.
Okay.
No problem.
And
there's a lot
February
of Huntington's
1975, 4:04 p.m. in Huntington Park. And what's your question?
So with all this stuff going on, very interesting time to be alive.
Yes, it is.
I've been exploring the idea of launching a wellness blog really targeted at breaking down tactics on helping the common people survive, so like a resourcing blog. So, for example, right now people are, you know, sort of locked in their houses. Quick little blurb on how, you know, for example, the benefits of yoga, and then maybe highlighting some links on YouTube, some people that are doing this online. What I'm struggling with is when would be a good time to launch this, because I've been trying to wait until Mercury
tomorrow
retrograde, and I
no,
feel
not
like right
retrograde.
Now
don't
yeah.
do it
the new moon tomorrow sounds yeah
no,
the new moon tomorrow is strong
aspect. Yeah, but it's got a bad
okay.
closing aspect. Do it on the end of the week. Do it on the Taurus moon.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Do it on the Taurus moon because that will be strong. It'll be right on your midheaven.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so that would be the 26th or the 27th. Yeah.
You've
but
got
the moon,
your
the moon in the next couple of days has a hard aspect, huh? Pardon? Yeah.
You've got your progressed moon, Mercury, coming to conjunct Jupiter over the next couple of years. It looks like you're in a good trajectory for this work. Your progressed moon has just risen up over the seventh house cusp, is heading towards the top of your chart. You're just really building up some momentum in your work. And so this would be a good time to do it. Keep your expectations low but solid as you get started, and know that this can build.
Yeah.
And be clear
and
about
nice.
What you need from it and what you want from it.
It has nice aspects on Thursday, yeah. And you've got the progressed moon in the seventh house now, which is people being able to find it and work with it. And that moon's on the world point. So, yeah, I think that's a great idea and very helpful. Plus, you're having your Mars return. You just had it, so you're ready to do a new project for the next couple of years, and it's in your sixth house of health, so it's helping people find resources that are helpful to them. I like it.
And
I think it's a great idea.
And Pluto just got off your Mars, and one that you've been dealing with one difficult transit to your Mars after the other for a couple of years, and it's been hard for you to live out your ambition, but often the most successful time in a person's life are right after Pluto gets off their chart. So
right.
I think you've got some room to move here.
Awesome. And Uranus on the midheaven, it's stationed opposite your Uranus on the 9th of January. So that's kind of like, okay, forward, full steam ahead. Right? So it looks really good.
Okay.
I would say yes, go for it.
Good
awesome.
Luck.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been waiting for, okay, when do I do this? So.
Okay.
I would do it on Thursday and Friday. Do it on Thursday night after 5:50. PM in you live in Huntington still?
Well, no, I'm in Orange. So I'm in Orange County.
Okay, yeah, LA.
Yeah,
so do it after 5:50 on Thursday cuz the moon gets off of Uranus, and then on Friday, anytime on Friday. Or anytime on Saturday if it's ready to roll. Yeah, go for it.
Wonderful.
Okay.
You take care.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Bye. Appreciate your time. Bye-bye.
Yep,
sure.
That was a good one. That was fun. We like that.
Yeah. And hello, 646, you're on the air. How can we help you? Hello?
Oh,
hello.
Hi. Sorry.
Hi.
Sorry.
Hi.
Can you
That's
hear
okay.
me?
Okay, no worries. Yep.
I can, we can hear you now. When were you born, and what's your question?
September 18th, 1964, San Francisco, California, 2:37 p.m. And I just went through a major transition where I kind of just overhauled my life, got rid of everything. And I'm in a phase now where I feel kind of in limbo. I'm starting to rebuild, but I really just don't, I feel like I did a complete transformation. I'm not sure what's next. So that's what I'm asking about. It's a little vague.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's big. You did. You did blow up everything. You changed your life.
I did.
You had the South Node going through your first house. So when you have that, it kind of says goodbye, 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 goodbye. I'm done with that. I'm done with that. And you're going to have your nodal return in about a month or so, which often bring when it gets into Gemini and Sag, which is about I think it's May if memory serves me. And so that should kind of bring in the new life. So if you kind of, you know, and a lot of times Virgos clean out stuff, you know, and the Aquarius goes, done, done, get rid of it, done. And the progressed moon now is at zero Pisces. So it's like, okay, you know, I'm a little bit adrift. Pisces is adrift, but it's in your second house. So it looks like you get some grounding or foundation in about 4 months when the moon gets to Vesta. But once the nodes get into your work structure house, which is in May, I think you'll find it kicks off. Plus, the eclipse this year is right on your angles, the one on June 21st. So that's going to bring in new stuff. So what was going on for you at 9/11, 2001? Because it's kind of a repeat of that cycle.
Oh, it's funny. I've been thinking about 9/11 a lot because I've been out. There's nobody out. There's no food on the shelves. You know, so I've had a lot of 9/11 kind of flashbacks. Yeah,
right.
I started a major relationship then. I was also in a transition. You know, I was unemployed as a result of 9/11, kind of moving around. I had just come back to New York, and I just returned to New York recently. So this is my third time. So it kind of, it does definitely, I thought about that time and the people in my life then for some reason.
So your progressed moon has just entered Pisces, and for the next couple of years, you may find that this is about listening to yourself, and instead of listening to what anybody else needs about you. It's going to take a while before Pluto finishes its trine to your sun, and you were born right after a sun-Pluto conjunction, so the issues, you know, you'd like things intense and transformative, but and you've got a whole new beginning really kicking in a couple of years. This time is about really coming back to hearing yourself and slowing down, not asking huge things of yourself while you're in this turnaround time. And, you know, because the deeper you let yourself take this time, the more you do your psychological homework, the more you take care of yourself, the more you learn to really listen to your intuition, the healthier and more exciting the next start begins. Now, what business are you in? Because it looks like if it's not intense, it's not you.
I don't know that I'm in an intense enough environment, actually, now that you say
exactly.
That.
What are you doing?
Technology and communications.
Okay, so you're
right
good at that with Mercury.
Right now, I just have a money job. I transitioned out of a high pressure into just a transition position so that I could think. You know, and that's what I do.
And
sometimes
pressure isn't what I think you need. Right. I think pressure isn't what you need, but you might find worth is that you're good at the high tech communications. You may find in the next couple of years a need to make it of service to process that matter. Like, how do you do what you do for people doing good works that need to be done? You know, there's communication is so essential at the moment. Your work may be, so it's a matter of finding worth and reason for it rather than changing your field.
I actually was down the line, I thought as, you know, I get my career back on, you know, track and stuff, that a nonprofit, because I'm interested in creating, you know, different applications for mental health, really is what.
That looks wonderful. And it looks like something you have, you know, real inspiration for.
Yeah,
with
I think that's
your
great
lineup.
Idea.
Yeah. Now, we're just told that we have only a few seconds left.
Okay, sorry. Thank you so much.
Don't worry about it. But yeah, I think it's a really good time for you. And just, you know, you blew up your life in a good way because you're clearing it out, kind of like 9/11, almost a little anticipatory. So you're here ahead of us. So, you know, just kind of stay in that process because you're having a wonderful, supportive, creative energy to your son about new directions and how you're going to work in the world. So I think this is a really key time for you. So it's cool.
Wonderful.
Use this
time
to listen to yourself deeply and take good care of your mental health yourself, and watch how that inspires you to do the work in the world.
Yes,
Okay.
Okay. Good luck.
Awesome. Thank you both.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care.
Okay.
And for all of you, take good care of your thoughts. Take good care of your mental health. Mm. All of you this week. Right?
Yeah.
This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Montana. And
Ann Ortley from the Bright Red Desk in Manhattan.
And Mark isn't here tonight, but he would send his love too.
Right, yeah.
Take care.
Catch it all next week on Monday. Bye.